Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Shabbos Rachel. Shishi b'zecher v'ayin ruzivik ha'gon b'karuv mamish. We continue with the din start at the beginning of the Perek that if the blood of a carbon chatos sprinkled on a beged, it needs to be washed in the azara. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that if the blood was pasul, so then the beged does not need to be washed. We continue with this. Mishnah Gimel tells us nitas menatzaver al beged. Let's say blood spritched directly from the neck of the animal onto the beged. In a tone keeps it doesn't need to be washed. Also menat karen min ha'yisaid. If blood spritched off of the corner of the mizbeach or from the side, the base of the mizbeach, and went onto the beged, ain't a ton kibbutz, it doesn't need to be washed. Another case, nishbach al ritzbah v'asafai. If the blood spilled on the floor, he gathered it up and it spritched on his beged, ain't a ton kibbutz, it doesn't need to be washed. And that's because ain't a ton kibbutz, the garment doesn't need to be washed. Ela hadam sheniskabel bechli v'royal hazaya. It has to be that it was caught in a kli. The blood had to be in a kli sharis first, and it also had to have been rife for sprinkling. But in all these cases, either it wasn't caught in a kli because it spritched directly from the neck of the animal, where it wasn't right to be sprinkled because it had fallen on the floor and then he regathered it in a kli, or in the middle case where it spritched from the karen or from the yisoid onto the beged, that's because it already had hazaya done to it. It was kosher for hazaya at one point in time, but then he did the hazaya, he sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach, and then he poured the extra blood onto the yisoid. So now that it's post hazaya, this blood is not able to be sprinkled anymore, and therefore when it falls on the garment, it doesn't require kibbutz. Some more situations, nitas al ha'ar ad shelo hofshat. Let's say some of the blood spritched on the hide of the animal before it was flayed from the animal. In a ton kibbutz, it doesn't need to be washed. However, misha hofshat, if it was already flayed from the animal and then blood fell on it, ton kibbutz, it doesn't need to be washed. If Rabbi Huz's opinion was Rabbi Lezer argues that af misha hofshat, in a ton kibbutz, even after the hide, the skin was flayed from the animal and blood fell on it, it doesn't need to be washed in the azara. And that's because even though it's off of the animal, it's not officially a kli yet. It's not something that can be makabel tuma yet, therefore wouldn't wash it. Now here's another rule in the Mishnah, in a ton kibbutz, el makom hadam, the only things that need kibbutz is the place that the blood itself fell on, not the entire beged. Also, only something that could be makabel toma, and also something that's fitting for kibbutz, not something that you're not mechabes. So clothing, for example, is something that you're mechabes, you wash. But a very hard kli, such as one made out of wood, if it gets blood on it, you don't wash it, you scrape it down. That's not called kibbutz, that's called girud, scraping it, and therefore that also doesn't need kibbutz in the azara. Shadal continues to discuss this. Whether we're talking about a garment, which is cloth, or a sack, which is referring to sackcloth, or ar, which is leather, any of these things that had the blood of the chata sprinkled on them, to unin kibbutz b'makom kadosh, they have to be washed in makom kadosh in the azara. Now going on to another din that we had mentioned in the introduction to this perek, ushviras kli cheres b'makom kadosh, a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, that had the meat of the carbon chata cooked in it, that needs to be broken in the makom kadosh in the azara. And umariku shtifa b'kli nechoshes makom kadosh, copper or metal kalim that had the chatas inside of them, they need marika and shtifa, which is a proper washing out. That also happens in Makom Kadosh, and Zechar v'chatos mikachay kachim. This is a chomer we find by a chatos more than kachay kachim, because this applies only by a carbon chatos and not by other kachay kachim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.